I'd like to look at the subject of Eid al-Fitr today. And I know very well that communities have differed and some have celebrated Eid on different days or will celebrate Eid. But as we mentioned on the talk on Monday, it is a subject of moon sighting. We've learnt about it from Sheikh Mustafa Jafar. And we know that ikhtilaf is good in a community because it produces progress. It is a learning curve to learn about the different proofs that are given to us by the scholars of Islam based on the Quran and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his progeny. Well, Imam Zainul Abideen alayhi salam in Sayfatul Sajjadiyah says, O Allah, bless us in the day of our Eid and our fast breaking, and let it be the best day that has passed over us. Before I go any further, for those of you who have already celebrated Eid, Eid Mubarak. For those who are going to celebrate Eid, Eid Mubarak to you too. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all your amals for the month of Ramadan. Eid is an Arabic word derived from the root word of awada, literally meaning a recurring event. Now in Islam, it denotes the festivals of Islam. Let's look at the Quran first. And here we find the word Eid comes once. It's in Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayah 114, where Allah says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمْ أَلَّهُمَّ رَبَّنَا أَنْزِلْ عَلَيْنَا مَعِيدَةً مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ تَكُونُ لَنَا عِيدًا لِأَوَّلِنَا وَآخِرَنَا وَعَيَةً مِّنْكَ وَارْزُقْنَا وَأَنْتَ الْخَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. Isa, the son of Maryam, said, O Allah, our Rabb, send down to us food from heaven, which should be to us Eid, a joyous recurring occasion, to the first of us and for the last of us, and a sign from you, and grant us means of subsistence, and you are the best of providers. Human history has known festivals from the earliest days of human beings on earth, and the human being has celebrated festivals ever since he or she knew communal life. The ancient Egyptians had one called the Day of Adornment. And if we look at the story of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, it was during one such festival that Prophet Musa alayhi salam defeated the magicians. Eid al-Fitr is the festival that marks the end of the month of Ramadan. Now, Fitr literally means to break. That's why we say Iftar. And it therefore marks the breaking of the fasting period and of all evil habits. Happiness is observed at attaining spiritual upliftment after a month of fasting. It's not saying, well, I've been good the whole of the month of Ramadan, and so now Eid, I'm going to just start my old habits all over again. Imam Ali al-Islam has said that Eid is a day of happiness for those whose fasts and salah have been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, you can only call it an Eid if it is a day on which you have committed no sins. And one of the things that is most important on Eid is Zakatul Fitr. Now during the month of Ramadan, we become familiar with the experience of the needy and poor who stay hungry, not out of choice, but because of lack of food. And when we fast, we appreciate the blessing bestowed upon us by Allah. And therefore, we become charitable towards those in need, as if to reinforce the idea in our minds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a wajib charity of Zakatul Fitr at the end of the month of Ramadan, and obviously then we have the wonderful Salah of Eid al-Fitr. So let's look at some of the recommended amal for the day of Eid. We have a ghusl for Eid, to wear clean, neat clothes and apply perfume, to begin breakfast with dates or a sweet dish. And on that note, whenever I go to talk at schools and I speak to young children, they ask me, what's your special food? Because turkey is very often denoted as a Christmas special. Various religions have other different special foods. And I say, I really don't know, but I know as a child, my grandmother used to make vermicelli. And most children in this country don't know what vermicelli is. And I tell them it's thin spaghetti. And she used to cook it in sugar and milk. And she used to put it at the table for breakfast. And I used to go, yuck, for breakfast on Eid, you give me vermicelli. And she used to say that, look at all those strands of vermicelli, or thin spaghetti. They don't go snap, crackle, pop. They're different colors of brown. There's dark brown, light brown, a bit cream. But yet they stay in peace. And she would say, my child, Eid is about learning to live with all sorts of people in peace. And now I have 5 children. I do exactly the same thing. And I say exactly the same things. So to me, that is a special food for breakfast on Eid. To recite the various supplications that we've been given to be recited. But more important, a day to visit family, a day to remember family with the gift. And there is a saying which says, if you cannot afford a whole flower, a petal is enough, but enough to remember someone, that they are important to us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all many, many Eids. And Eids being those where our fasts and prayers have been accepted of the month of Ramadan, and where more important so, He has forgiven us and we are able to keep to our promise of keeping away from sins.